Leave the kids alone. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Authentically Us. My name is Lene. Thank you for tuning in. Today is Friday, June 30th, 2023, and we're going to talk about children and how the LGBT lifestyle and pride is being marketed to them and pushed on them in the form of grooming and indoctrination. Today is the final day of Pride Month, 2023. And I'm glad, honestly, because this Pride Month has been one of the most controversial Pride Months in the history of Pride Months. We had striptease at the White House, major retailers protesting Pride, losing money, kids speaking out against it. Parents do not want their kids to be groomed. So an update from our last episode, Rose Montoya blocked me on TikTok. I didn't follow her on TikTok, but for some reason she blocked me. I was always kind to her, even though I did not agree with the stunt that they pulled by going topless at the White House in front of children and in the vicinity of the president. Regardless of your political affiliation, if you're at the White House visiting and representing your community, I believe that you should definitely carry yourself with a level of decorum and show respect and represent your community well. So that was definitely a bad look for the trans community. And there have been a lot of us who have spoken out against this. And I'm proud of those, especially those who identify as trans or LGBT, who were courageous enough to speak out against this and let the world know that not all of us are in support of this type of behavior. And I noticed that a lot of the crazy things that and the agendas that are being pushed right now are not being done by those of us who are Black, who identify as LGBT. It's usually the non-Black people of the LGBTQ. Sorry, I'm getting tongue-tied here. It's usually the non-Black people of the LGBT community who are spearheading all of this craziness that you see. It's not us. We're usually expected to go along and get on board with what they're doing. Well, I have news for you. I am not the one. I will not go along with indoctrination, grooming, and sexualizing children. And I encourage everybody who feels this way to stand up, have the courage to stand up and speak out against what the radicals are doing, because they're the ones who are setting us back. So I'd like to thank all of our listeners out there who supported our last episode, who actually listened and sent comments. So in order for this podcast to continue to grow, I ask that you please like, comment, and share. All you have to do is just give the video a thumbs up. That's all I ask. It's very important that we get this message out and show the world that this is how we're representing our community. We're not doing what the radicals are doing. Instead, we're actually trying to make a difference while respecting other people too. So please remember to like, comment, and share. Thank you very much for your support. I greatly appreciate it. Pride has become corporate. Over the last couple of years, Pride Month has become more about rainbow capitalism and less about human rights. And I don't believe that kids should be in attendance at Pride parades, because if you look at these parades, if you see videos of them, what do you see? You see kinky things being performed, dressing in provocatively, and I'm not saying that everyone who's in attendance at Pride does these things and dresses in this way, but there's still a lot of that that is actually on display at pride parades and pride celebrations, which does not make it suitable for kids to be a part of. So let's start off by talking about drag queens. I, for one, do not support drag queens interacting with children. When I think of drag and drag performances, I think of it as being a form of adult entertainment, which isn't intended for children. There have been drag queens, such as Kitty Demure, to name one, who has spoken out against drag queens interacting with children and performing in front of children. She refuses to do it, and she's criticized parents for allowing their kids to be a part of this type of performance. And I support her for that. I'm not against drag queens. I love the show Pose, which was based on the drag scene in New York City during the late 80s and early 90s. Never did I see them market drag and drag performances to children on that show. It was always kept as an underground thing. But I've watched videos of drag queens actually performing in schools for kids, twerking, gyrating, doing all types of things that are inappropriate for kids to see. There's definitely a time and place for this type of performance. And around kids is wrong. It's not right. I don't understand why they're trying to push this on kids. And drag queens coming to schools and reading books to kids. You know, when I was a child, when I was in school, we would have parents come to the schools and read to the class. Or we would have older students who would come to our class and read to us. And we often looked up to these older students, wanting to be just like them. Can you imagine now if a drag queen comes to a school to read to children? A lot of these kids are going to think, you know, well, I would like to be a drag queen when I grow up, or even now. Which drag is definitely something that is sexual in nature. Kids should not be around this so early in life. I'm trans. I'm not transphobic. But I do believe in protecting children. So now we have Pride merchandise being marketed to kids in major retail stores such as Target, Macy's, and Kohl's. You know, 5 years ago when I started my transition, never in a million years would I have thought that what we're seeing today, a few years later, would be occurring, going on. It's mind-blowing to me, honestly, and I'm not on board with it. I'm really not. When I found out that I was trans, all I wanted to do was be myself. I did not want to indoctrinate kids or groom kids or push my lifestyle on people. I knew that there would be some who accepted me for who I am and those who did not. But being trans is such a small part of who I am as a person. There were actually people making videos and coming into Target and destroying the pride displays that were for kids. These displays included tuck-friendly bathing suits for kids, t-shirts, sweaters, cups, mugs, shoes, the whole works. And Target lost a lot of money because of this. The retailer lost $9 billion in 1 week. This is bad news for shareholders such as myself. And the market value for Target, I believe, is around $72 billion. So to lose $9 billion in market value, that's a lot of money. But Target decided to team up with a guy by the name of Eric Carnell, who identifies as a gay trans Satanist. Can you imagine that? People have the right to worship whomever they want to, but... oh, gee. When I think of Satan, I think of evil. Why would you want to associate your brand with something that's evil? Unless that's your demographic. Unless that's your market. Most people who shop at Target are not Satanists and are not LGBT. But they ended up pulling this collection from stores because people were speaking out against it. They weren't in support of this being marketed to kids. One of his items included the slogan, which said, "Satan respects pronouns." And this was made for kids. Can you believe that? If that isn't indoctrination or grooming, then I don't know what is. But Eric Carnell is a London-based gay trans activist. The name of his brand is... Apralin? I think I'm saying it right. I've never heard of it, but... they ended up moving that display to the back of the store, and I think some stores actually pulled the display altogether and did away with it. I don't understand that. Why do you have to market these things to kids? What would make more sense, I think, is if they actually had an adult section or even an adult store, whether it's online or brick and mortar, and adults were allowed to buy Pride merchandise there. I'm not against Pride merchandise, but I'm just against this lifestyle being marketed to our children. I don't have children, but I care deeply about kids, and I believe that kids should be protected from being exposed to things in life too early, too soon. You know what I would really like to see? Instead of retailers marketing and grooming and indoctrinating children, I would love to see more size options available for trans women. I see shoes that I like, they're not available in my size, and I'm usually just the size above the cutoff size. And that really annoys me. So that's definitely something I think would be useful. I'm sure there are other trans women out there who are experiencing the same issue. Also, Starbucks. Starbucks boycotted Pride. They no longer allowed Pride displays in their stores. And anything that was resembling Pride, such as rainbows, they would not allow it in their stores. Gender-affirming care for kids. I'm against that. I don't support that because I do believe that transgender children do exist. However, performing gender-affirming surgeries or even medications, giving those to kids, I think damage can be done, irreversible damage. And at that age, kids are not mature enough to make a decision, a life-altering decision, at such a young age. They're just not mentally mature enough to do that. If anything, I think the appropriate age with parental consent would be maybe 16, but I don't think a kid should be allowed to fully transition, or an adult shouldn't be allowed, until the age of 18. Puberty blockers, which the main one is called Lupron, and doctors have been prescribing this to kids around the age of 11 and 12, right before puberty usually starts. And Lupron was under the name Top Pharmaceuticals. In 2001, they paid $875 million to a settlement fraud case. TAP Pharmaceuticals, also known as Lupron, was accused of conspiring to give doctors kickbacks for prescribing the medication Lupron. So doctors were actually getting incentives, monetary incentives, for prescribing this to children. And Lupron is actually a hormonal therapy that, for patients with advanced prostate cancer, it lowers testosterone levels. And it's also given to pedophiles in prison in order to sterilize and castrate them. I don't know for sure if giving kids puberty blockers is harmful to them, but From what I've heard that it can do damage to their development. Gender-affirming surgeries for minors should not be allowed. So the grooming indoctrination is robbing children of their innocence. Children don't need to be exposed to this early in life. They need to have time to grow, to be kids. I understand that kids deal with stress too. Kids deal with gender dysphoria. Exposing them to pride, gender identity, and sexuality, it's just too soon. I consider it a form of child abuse. Just like teaching your kids to be racist, I believe, is a form of child abuse. No one is born this way. Those of us who identify as LGBT were such a small percentage of the population. The majority of the population is not LGBT. And it makes no sense for the radical LGBT to push their agenda on the greater population. What they're doing right now is setting us back. It's not moving us forward. We stand to lose our benefits, those of us who rely on medications. There's going to be more discrimination and more violence towards us. Why? Because the radicals are being bullies. They're bullying the majority into accepting their agenda, which is wrong. We fought against that. We didn't want to be forced to accept us being something that we're not. So therefore, we should give the same respect to those who are not LGBT and focus on building up our community instead of grooming and indoctrinating children and forcing our agenda on the greater population. And if we do this, we'll see that things will actually improve. So my advice to all of you out there who are doing these things and trying to groom and indoctrinate kids, leave the kids alone. Because if you don't, there will be consequences to that. People will actually retaliate against our community. And I don't want to see that happen. Our time is now. Let's change the world.